What's up, guys? This is Mike.
And this is Leo.
And welcome to the Asian Menswear Podcast, a podcast made specifically to empower, inspire, and motivate the next generation of Asian American men to live their best lives. This is for us.
All right. Welcome back, guys. I think I was literally going to go over the same intro that I always do, but I'm trying to figure out another signature, something better. I always do. Welcome back, guys. This is Mike. Welcome back to the Asian Menswear Podcast. I mean, Lee, you can help me out too.
It's good. I like it. I mean,
How about you do the intro today? Just okay. The beginning. Try it out.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Asian Menswear Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about most recently, I was at the rally for anti-Asian crimes in Chinatown. So we're kind of going to talk about what I saw, and then we can go from there.
Damn, that's pretty good. We should switch off. You came in with
bad,
the thunder.
Right? Yeah.
Not bad. That's that New York right there. Spot ready to go.
I've been ready. I've been practicing. I was like, coach, put me in. I'm ready for the big time, for the intro.
But yeah, basically, yeah, we're going to talk about the rally that Leo attended. And apparently it was huge. I think there was like 10,000 attendees, according to China something. I forgot what the source was. But yeah, we're going to hear, you know, like the people that he saw there, the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But before we jump into all that, you know, obviously the last time we spoke about anti-Asian hate, it was before what happened in Atlanta. So yeah. We didn't really get a chance to really talk about that, at least with Leo and I. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to kind of start off on good note. I just want to say congrats to Leo because he just got a new Porsche. Well, he got himself a Porsche that he's been wanting. I don't know if you wanted that revealed. Thanks. But it's a nice gray. It fits the James Bond look.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
So congrats, man.
Thanks, I appreciate
driving
it.
That around. I saw you drove it around yesterday.
It's good. It's been good to have a car. It's been something I wanted the past 6 months, really, like the past year, since the pandemic started, because I just realized that like it's harder to kind of get around in the city and even just being able to visit my dad in Flushing, having a car is so much easier. And, you know, especially if I'm trying to pick up something quick from Chinatown or, you know, going to support other local businesses in certain areas, is a lot harder to get by the subway.
Yeah.
So just having the car in general, I think it'll be nice. So I'm excited.
So how long have you been wanting the Porsche for? That specific one?
The Porsche is specifically more so like the past 6 months. Just when I started looking for cars, I figure why not shoot for the moon, go for the bigger brand. And, you know, I kind of realized more and more it fits with my budget, it fits with my style, it fits with my aesthetic and everything that I kind of was looking for. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad it all worked out.
Yeah. Quick question though. Is it Porsche or Porsche?
It's technically Porsche. I think
you're trying to go fancy with it, huh?
I think the American pronunciation keeps pronouncing it Porsche. But the correct way is Porsche.
Porsche. Okay, yeah. Cool. It's like SF. Now I know. Or like San Fran. Let me correct myself. Porsche.
So I think it's like one of those things where it's like, it's technically like, for example, like it's Adidas, but we say Adidas here.
Yeah.
But I think with cars, but also like kind of like fashion brands, you know, you have like Louis Vuitton or like Saint Laurent. It's not, you know, Saint Laurent. Saint Laurent. So like,
right.
It's just one of those like pronunciation thing. And obviously, you know, if I'm trying to learn about cars, I want to pronounce it the correct way. But yeah, I think like just American media, like I think like songs and stuff like that, people keep saying Porsche, but the correct is Porsche.
Did you know Rolex is Rolex?
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But okay, let's jump into it, man. Congrats again. So obviously, guys, the last time we spoke, we didn't really cover what happened, unfortunately, with Atlanta and the women that lost their lives to the mass shooting. But some positives that have come out of that. I think we talked about the GoFundMe. They created an AAPI fund, which basically has all a bunch of verified organizations that you could donate to. And it's already raised over $4 million.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So, that's amazing.
I know. And some notable donations have come from Panda Express. They donated 150 grand. You had H&M, 100 grand. And then YouTube went down and through 500,000.
That's awesome.
So people are really sticking out. And it's funny because YouTube, you know, was created with the creator was an Asian guy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Panda Express, Asian. And then H&M, right. I think, is a Korean guy. So it's interesting. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it's cool that people are showing their support. And obviously, a ton of celebrities, personalities, and influential Asian Americans have been banding together and really just pushing the cause and making sure that people know. Because it's crazy because not a lot of people really even know what's really going on, because a lot of this news is only being reported within the media, social media accounts, essentially, right? With Dion Lim, very small, and no one really knows what's really going on. And from the comments that I see, people are like, wait, what? When has this been happening? Like, no way. Like, you know, so it's crazy to think that people really don't think that it's really happening, but it is. And we're seeing attacks every day. So with that being said, today's episode is going to be talking about the rally that Leo attended because of what happened in Atlanta. And I just know that it was a huge success and there was a ton of support. So just want to hear, you know, Leo's point of view on it. It happened in New York City. Where exactly in New York?
It was at Columbus Park in Chinatown. It's essentially the heart of Chinatown. It's like right next to all the busy areas. It's actually like a block away from where we had Vietnamese food. It's just a block away from all the places we were eating in Chinatown.
We didn't go there? When I was out there?
The park itself?
Yeah.
No, we might have walked past it. But yeah, this park has obviously been around for so long. And yeah, I've never seen so many people at that park ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the things that people kept saying after, is just the amazing turnout, just the amount of people that came out. And it also helped that there was another protest rally that was happening earlier in the day in a different part of New York. And they started around like 10 in the morning
together.
And some of them came down to the one in Chinatown. So by the time we got there at 1, because I think it officially starts at 1, but they were kind of starting and doing things at like 12, where they're like setting up, or they were like giving out signs or just kind of educating some of the locals there. So by the time I got there at 1, it was packed. There were just so many people packed outside of the baseball field. Like, there's different parts of the park. So yeah, it was just packed. There's so many people. And it's great to see that kind of turnout, because, you know, for us personally, we've also been at like the Black Lives Matter, different protests and things like that. So it was also really great to see a similar kind of number of people that came out, you know, because obviously, like, we're talking about racism when we're talking about attacks. So it's cool to see that other people care about Asians as well. So obviously, like, going to the park, like, it was even hard to kind of go all the way around the park from one side to the other. Then we were able to enter into the actual like field where the speakers were. So I don't know if people have ever been to these kinds of protests and rally, but it's just packed, and we kind of kept sneaking our way towards the front. It was almost like a concert, but you kind of sneak your way towards the front so you can kind of really see the speaker and, like, you know, look at their face and what they're talking about. And usually with these kinds of rallies, it's just really amazing to see all the different signs people have. Yeah. Some of them got really creative, of course, you know, talking about, I think also especially obviously with the recent terrorist attack in Atlanta. So some of them talk about, like, you know, I'm not your sex symbol. I'm not, you know,
sex,
don't
fantasy,
be sexist. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Yeah. So I think, like, before that, it was all about just like protect our elders, protect Asians, anti-Asian. And then now there's a deeper and more issues that we're kind of seeing rising. And now another issue is, like, don't fetishize Asian women, you know, like, so those, like, you see more and more of those signs as well. It's just, I mean, it was definitely powerful to see so many people show up. And they had a whole lot of different speakers.
I saw that they had a guy that I interviewed in the past, Ace Watanasuparp.
Yeah.
He's a banker.
Right.
I saw him speaking. I saw, I think, Jack, I don't know his last name, but he follows the page too. So I'm familiar with him. And then I think was Will Exham.
Yeah, I think he spoke Jack. Jack was one of the ones that was the organizers along right. with the Fun Bros. They also spoke. Also, in the beginning, thing was Jin, the rapper.
The MC. Yeah. The rapper Jin.
So I think in the beginning, that's when I just got there and he was already speaking. Actually, when I was walking through the crowd, that's when Andrew Yang got there. So I was pretty close. I was pretty much this close. He was walking past with, you know, I guess like his group of people. And he was also there. But yeah, it was cool to see different kinds of Asian influencers or
politicians, you know,
figures show up and do their thing.
Right. How did it feel? I mean, was there like a feeling of like, hey, because I know a lot of times Asians, I think we feel kind of alone in not strong enough to kind of speak up. But I mean, if you have 10,000 people coming up to support you and show you that, hey, we care, was there like a feeling in the air, at least for you?
I mean, it's definitely nice to have that kind of supportive feeling in person, to be surrounded by people, and obviously seeing a lot of Asians come out. Because I mean, at the different rallies and stuff like that, you know, especially with like Black Lives Matter, it's definitely more just a diverse crowd. Whereas this one, obviously, Asians. We're talking about anti-Asian crime, so it's good that a lot of Asians showed up. If we don't have our own people caring about the Asian community, who else is going to show up for us, right? So it was great to see that. It's great to see those kind of numbers. It's nice to have that support. I don't know. I guess like my personality is just like, I think like action speaks louder than words.
Of course.
So I think it's nice to have these kinds of events to raise awareness, to feel a morale boost, especially with the past week, the past month. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's kind of tough because it's like, what are the actual actions we can do to change things, right? Like, it's cool to have this, but then like, I don't know if you saw the news, but like, literally people were attacked on the way to the rally.
I know. There was a mom and a son, I think. And then I think the guy was like, put down your sign. She said no. And he went up there and punched her like twice in the face, like a little petite Asian woman.
Just because he didn't like what the sign said.
That's crazy,
and it's like, that's literally the point.
The problem. Yep, exactly.
You have a sign that says, you know, don't be racist, don't attack Asians. And then the guy's like, well, I don't like that. And then boom. Like, you're literally proving the point of the sign and of the rally. Right. And that was, she was probably like a good like 10 blocks away from Chinatown. Mm. So it's just, I don't know. It's just crazy. That
how long did you stay there? Or how long was the rally and how long were you there for?
I was there in the beginning. I was there for like about an hour and a half because then I did a podcast with the Lucky Boys. And so it was actually very interesting because afterwards, just talking to, you know, other Asians in the community, it was good to get a different perspective. So it was interesting to kind of get a different perspective from different people. And I'm going to talk all about this too, is that this is not necessarily my perspective, but it's just hearing from other people's ideas and perspective on what's going on. So right now, I think like, from the outside, yes, like it was a good amount of support and stuff that we want to see. But like, what is the actual action, right? I think that's the part where we're hearing that like Chinatown is actually pretty divided, because on one hand, you know, part of Chinatown is like, oh, well, you know, we got to be safe. But then on the other hand, it's like, what are we doing about it?
Yeah.
So I think like this is definitely a touchy subject. And again, I'm not saying this is what I think is the solution. It's just what I'm hearing from people, is that they want more police. They want increased police presence.
Yeah.
And you probably have heard this too, where, you know, people are thinking like, oh, more police means, you know, are they targeting a different group of people? But in this case, we actually need police to stop physical attacks, right? Like, we actually have crimes happening. Like, I think in the past, when we're thinking about police, we're like, oh, police is gonna profile certain people, or they're just gonna arrest people for no reason. But like, in this case, we actually need increased police presence to, you know, walk these streets to make sure like these violent attacks aren't happening. But you know, I think depending on the people you ask, they might think the answer is not more police. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then what would their alternative be?
Well, but here's the thing. Like, if, yeah, exactly. It's because, like, on one hand, it's like people are like, well, no, defund the police. Like, we don't need more police. Like,
yeah,
police is just going to escalate things. But on the other hand, it's like, I don't know. Things are pretty escalated already.
Already.
Like, this is exactly the reason why we need police. Like, this is a different kind of attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then another great point that some people brought up is that they can easily bring about how, oh, well, you know, racism on Asians, but Asians aren't perfect either. Asians are also racist to other people,
mm-hmm.
which I agree, because to some extent, you know, our parents' generation, previous generation, they have a different experience with different groups of people.
Yeah.
And so when you're immigrant, when you don't speak the language, or when your life experience is based on your encounters with these people.
Or even media.
Exactly.
Yep.
That, you know, they kind of just have this prejudice, or they just kind of have this racism towards different people, right?
Yeah.
But then they you know, they brought up a good point where at the end of the day, Asians never go out and randomly attack people.
Yeah, you don't see that. That's true.
No. So, like, we've never seen Asians just go and attack other races. We never seen Asians just randomly go and attack other groups' grandparents on the street.
Especially you don't see elderly.
Asians. Yeah. Exactly. Like, you don't see Asians going to, I don't know, Little Italy, going to Harlem, going to different, like, neighborhoods and just straight up, like, rob people and, like, attack them.
Yeah.
So the conversations of, well, Asians are racist to this group, or, you know, like, or like I've seen comments on, like, other Instagram posts. Like, I think, you know, Sean King.
Oh, yeah. Instagram. That can be bad. That could be a swamp right there.
So he has posted how he supports the Asian community. He talks about how, you know, we need to stop Asian hate, stop the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate him raising that awareness. But if you see some of the comments, people are like, whoa, no, like, Asians have been racist and, like, they discriminate against certain people and they deserve this.
Did you see what China's doing to Africans in China? Like, basically trying to justify the attacks, which I hate when they bring, like, people bring up that, like, argument. It doesn't make any sense, like, at all.
But that's why I think I appreciate this new fresh perspective. If you easily just flip the coin, right? If you just flip the roles, have you ever seen Asians attack another group like this? Have you ever seen Asians just go up and rob people? Have you ever seen Asians just go and attack elderly? Like, you don't see this. Like, we don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are some, but, like, for the most part,
not like this.
This is not what we, like, all the, like you see the evidence. I mean, we see the videos all the time. It's not an Asian person doing it. It's interesting, man. It's just, I feel like we just start, there's just so many people, like, generalizing, you know, like, you shouldn't generalize, because one decides to do it, you can't blame the entire race because of one person's, you know, act. And I think I see this back and forth, and it's just, I mean, at the end of the day, again, we can agree elderly, like, you can't argue that. There's no way that our elderly should be attacked. Literally, they're not minding their own business. They're not causing any trouble.
No.
And then, like, this morning, there's a Dion. She posted that video where the elderly man was sitting in the wheelchair, and then the kid comes across the street and just kicks him, and he falls over, hits his head. Thankfully, he doesn't die, which is the same way that the Thai guy in San Francisco, which started everything, he passed away when his head hit the cement.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't even African American. It was a Mexican, or not Mexican, like a Latino.
That was actually a year ago, too, that video.
Really?
Yeah. It's not recent.
I thought it was February of this year.
No, I don't think so. Because, like, when I saw that video, I was like,
that's wild.
When the hell was this? And then she was like, oh, this was like a year ago. And then she was kind of doing like a follow-up interview with the guy. But I was shocked, as you probably felt too, because when I saw that video this morning, I was like, what the hell? This is insane. The guy literally ran up and did like a wrestling, like, drop kick.
Right. And a man that was, I think he was like 78 in a wheelchair waiting for the bus.
Dude, that was insane. And I can't believe like that was never on the news. I mean, that was never on mainstream
news. That
was
literally before the pandemic. And we're seeing this now. So this must have been like, we haven't probably seen the videos in between that time, because if this is happening back in February of 2020, imagine all the instances since then that people have been quiet about or haven't been giving an exposure. That's bizarre to me.
And we talked about it again, that like, these are the ones that are caught on video.
On camera, yeah.
Because, and you can see too, like there's other news and different attacks that they talk about, but without video, it's harder to have that same kind of emotional outrage.
Yeah.
Because when you see the video, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And yeah. I mean, just seeing is believing. So when you have a news report where it's just words and there's not much evidence, like, and it's like, it's tough.
Yeah.
And it's tough that like, this is me, I'm speaking for myself, but like, it's tough that like, now so many attacks, it's like, you're kind of getting numb to some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, obviously, Jesus, cause now we have ones that are deadly. So the ones that are just, you push to the ground now and you're okay and you have some bruises, you know, now you're like, oh, I mean, it's not as bad as the one losing your life.
Yeah.
But it's just sad that this is the reality. Like, we're getting so much fatigue now.
Yeah.
There's so many news every single day. The ones that are reported, the ones that are recorded, that you're starting to compare the different levels of attacks, right?
Which isn't right at all, right? I didn't even think about that. Damn.
It's insane. And it's like, it's tough. And I think that's why in the past week too, a lot of people are talking about like, you got to check on your friends. You got to check on your mental health, because you're starting to become numb to some of this, and you're starting to compare the levels of how severe the attacks are.
Yeah. Has anyone reached out to you that's non-Asian just to check up
on you? Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I have people reach out to me too. My African-American friends, if that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, what does it take to stop everything where we can not have to see this? You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering the guys who are in charge of the solution. Like, what are they thinking? What are they planning?
I don't know. I just feel like the best thing we can do is keep spreading awareness so other people know what's going on.
Yeah.
We can keep donating, but like, I mean, you know, I'm not an expert in this. Like, I don't know what the perfect solution is.
Right.
But I, you know, now that I've really heard different perspective from different people in the Asian community, you know, some people actually live in Chinatown, some people that work in Chinatown, you know?
Yeah.
And I understand their point. Their points are very valid if they're saying like, we need more police. Whereas, you know, in the past year with Black Lives Matter, obviously defund the police and like, you know, allocating the police budget differently, you know, that's a whole separate issue. I think it's a whole separate issue where we can't look at what's happened in the past year. I think we really need to focus on having obviously more patrol, even from the volunteer groups, or having more police. I think is very important, because these are like deliberate, blatant, violent attacks. It's not like a little petty crime there and there, or it's not like, racial profiling, you know? Like,
right.
I don't know. It's tough. And it's tough because I have to keep telling my parents like to be careful. And I'm trying to be careful too.
YeAnd it's cool too, because I know in San Francisco, I know ex-firemen, Asian-American firemen are patrolling now in our Chinatown. Ex-police officers, current police officers too, they're patrolling the area now. So that's been great. I think one thing I can say out of all this is that now that, because of this tragedy and because of the circumstances that we're in now, a lot of Asian Americans are really looking upon each other for support. I know for a fact I got friends that, you know, they're Asian American, but they're not like all involved in what's going on. But now that they're seeing a little bit of these instances, they're starting to look at elders and like watching them and making sure that if anything happens, like they're going to, you know, do their best to kind of, you know, prevent that attack or things like that. And I think even for, I've seen like Asian guys like telling me, hey, like, man, now when I walk the street, when I see another Asian American, like I nod at them, like, hey, like it's almost like because of this, we have to, by choice, not by choice, but out of desperation, we have to lean on each other because that's all we have, you know?
Because at this point, in a way, the little bit of the positive is that the Asian communities is a little bit more unified today than before. Mm-hmm. And I think for non-Asian listeners to the podcast, the Asian community is very complex. It's very interesting. There's a lot of different countries, a lot of different groups, and usually I'll say is very divided, especially with the older generation. Because it's like, oh, I'm Chinese, and you're Korean, and you know, we're separated.
I'm not celebrating you. Yeah.
But I think right now it's just like it's helpful that we feel a little bit more unified than before, and we have what's going on with all the news to kind of speak up and talk about these things. And I also noticed too, obviously, you know, I'm trying to do what I can with my platform to talk about it, to post about it, to obviously attend the rally. And I see also other people supporting that, and you know, thankful that, you know, I'm doing my part to talk about it. And obviously having conversations like this on the podcast to keep talking about things like this, or to keep you guys posted on what's happening in real time.
Yeah.
And we're recording this on a Friday, but tomorrow I'll also be going to another one.
Nice.
There's another one tomorrow in Flushing. Mm-hmm. So that's actually like where I kind of grew up in part of my childhood in New York City. So
yeah,
that was, we talked about it in the other episode. That was where one of the mom got pushed like in the busiest street in Flushing. So it'll be good to kind of go see how Flushing, how the turnout is going to be, and we'll see how that goes.
Is Jack hosting that too, or is organizing that too? Or
I'm not sure. No, actually, no. It's a different group. But I know one of the doctors, he was like one of the main doctors that was like...
The COVID guy?
Yeah.
The famous COVID guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was on the ground at Chinatown as well. And he was raising awareness of the one happening in Flushing. So yeah, now they have the car, honestly, like I have no excuse. Like I can easily drive to Flushing. So I definitely want to go check that out, support them, and, you know, support the local Chinatown there as well.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. This is a modern day event. If you guys watch Warrior, this is literally at the end of season two, where they get the two tongs that, you know, obviously fight each other. The Irish are coming for them, essentially. It didn't matter if they're what tong they were, because they were Chinese, are going after them. And then the two tongs for that moment decided that we had to band together and we had to fight, you know, what's coming at us. Doesn't matter what we're against each other, but since we're Chinese today, they have to fight. And I think there's a line in there. We talked about this too, I think, in the Warrior show.
Oh, yeah. But, I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah. I forgot her name, but she's like the leader of the opposite of like young Jews.
My Ling.
Yeah. And she's like, today we don't have the pleasure of fighting each other. We have to fight as one. So it's very interesting, but it's literally happening today. And I feel like from what we've seen, like we've seen attacks from almost every race, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's almost like a unified hate. Not saying we're against anybody. I'm just saying like, it's not a certain group or anything. It's just literally everybody.
It's crazy.
If you think about it, it just feels
like they're targeting us. They're just picking on us because we're that minority. And, you know, for all the reasons, all the factors we talked about in the other episode where, you know, either they're old, they won't call the police, they have money, they don't speak English, like all these reasons, like they're picking on us and
blaming on us.
Yeah. But I see that, you know, if there's a rally happening, you know, what else is more important at the moment than to drop what you're doing to go attend one, to show face, to support, and, you know, I think strength in numbers and raising more awareness.
Yeah.
Post about it. Keep donating. Keep telling everyone to stay aware of the surrounding. I don't know what else we can really do at the moment, but to keep supporting each other.
And keep talking about it. Like you guys listening in, like hopefully you guys can take some ideas and kind of open up your mind about what's happening. And I think we're just, this road is just the beginning of it. We're still going to be doing this for some time, I think. I don't know how we're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that's the scary part, because also what some people have said is like, if the police can't deal with these attacks while we're still technically in lockdown, what's going to happen when everything is open back up? Like, this is when people are still, you know, we're not even out completely all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine when the vaccines are, you know, all rolled out and we're out and about in the summertime, like, what's really going to happen?
Yeah.
And, but then again, what other steps are they doing to fix the situation, to de-escalate all of this? Because it just seems like it's just happening. There's no, like, what's the actual solution? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying. I haven't seen like an obvious solution just yet from anyone that I follow or have read about or seen.
The only one that I feel like could deter other people was when that grandma smacked the hell out of the 30-year-old white dude back.
Yeah.
That video is just so powerful, because it's just like,
she donated $1 million to Asian American funds. Now that's a beast right there. Like, talk about pride. And, you know, like, I feel bad for her when I saw her like explain and she started crying. I was like, damn.
Yeah, so she was saying in Cantonese, and you probably have read the translation somewhere.
I think you told me the translation.
Yeah, but she was just saying like, he picked on me. He picked on me. He bullied me. He bullied me. He hit me. And I've seen a few different versions of the video now, because the guy was already on the stretcher, Jesus.
Yeah.
And the medical teams was next to him. And I think he's obviously shocked that he got freaking smacked back.
Up. Yeah.
And the grandma started holding her weapon that she hit the guy back. It's like, well, no, like, he hit me first. Like, look at what he did to me. Like, he picked on me first. Like, he did this, he did that. Like, how dare you? Like, what the hell? But I'm glad people donated and we can use that money for something good, hopefully, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much wraps it up for the episode. But obviously, guys, I think it's good that we continue talking about it and continue updating from what we know. And hopefully you guys are staying up to date as well and making sure that you guys obviously like looking out for one another. That's what I'm starting to do more too, when I start seeing like elderly walking around, like watching. I'm watching my surroundings all the time. I'm like not even standing next to people, like, just to be sure, you know, because you never know. Other than that, guys, I hope you guys stay safe. And hope you guys were enlightened with this episode we talked about today. And we're going to catch you guys for the next one. All right, guys. Peace.